This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. A new survey of some of New Hampshire's military veterans seems to indicate that the state's efforts to create a better environment for veterans is working, but some work remains. The survey was conducted by the State Commission on Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder and Traumatic Brain Injury. Peggy LeBrec is the chair of the commission and the commandant of the New Hampshire Veterans Home in Tilton. She's on the line with me now. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, thank you for calling, Peter, and your interest in our New Hampshire Share report.
This survey attributes some of the positive momentum experienced recently to a few state programs, notably the Ask the Question campaign, which asks people such as doctors, police officers, and others who encounter the general public to ask, have you or a family member ever served in the military? What in your survey suggests that the Ask the Question campaign has made a difference?
Well, we have found that through the actual questions that were asked in 2012 and then the answers that we got in 2017, two very similar questions, that the percentage of people who felt that their providers understood them moved a little bit in the positive. There was an increase of the percentage of those that felt that their health insurance was correct, or that the treatments that they were getting, I would say, due to their special service requirements, they felt that they were better.
And what about the military culture training programs the state has put on? These were programs that taught people about military culture and how it may manifest in veterans in the civilian world. How can you tell these training programs made a difference?
Right. Well, the respondents did say that they were asked the question more often, and that when it was a positive answer and they answered in the positive, then they came back with questions about exposures. You know, what could you have been exposed to? Do you know that you were exposed to certain elements? And then the treatments and or the different diagnosis could be very different from a civilian who had never been in contact with any of these different elements of a military person's service.
From the last survey, the percentage of respondents who indicated they had been diagnosed with PTSD increased by more than 17%. TBI also increased by about 5%. What do you think accounts for that?
Well, I think that people they feel more comfortable actually stating that they do have it. And I think that through the campaigns and talking about it more, that the stigma around having those diagnoses has been reduced, so people are coming forward more.
The survey showed that the number of veterans who are unemployed or looking for work has more than doubled since the last survey in 2012. Do you have any indication of why the employment picture for veterans seems to be getting worse?
We don't, and those are items that we're hoping to dig into and really start looking into in more in depth. We're very fortunate to have a member from the Employment Security on our panel, so that we're able to, maybe get some more data and analyticals from them, more up-to-date ones.
The survey indicated that progress has been made, but there's still work to be done. Where, in your view, is more effort needed?
Well, I think that we need to continue the campaign of education of our providers, and so working with the hospital leadership representatives as well as the possible board for the providers, that we'll be able to provide more of the culture training to our providers. We know that there's a turnover of our providers in the state, so we want to make sure that it's not a one-and-done kind of training, that we need to continue to have the training and reach those people that we may have missed.
Peggy LeBrec is the chair of the New Hampshire Commission on PTSD and TBI. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much, Peter. I appreciate you reaching out.